All right. This morning, we have some special guests here to introduce this coming new school year of the ministries here at BIF. And so I'd like to welcome Katria and Mark and Mary, Daniel, and Hugh and Jane up front here. And they will introduce some of the ministries here at BIF. For those of you who don't know what's happening throughout the week, these are some great opportunities for you to get involved. And so just before we get going with that, there is a QR code on this sheet that you have been given. And there you can indicate interest in these ministries as you hear about them. It's just a Google form. So I'm going to start with Katria talking about women's ministries.
Good morning. My name's Katria Kimball. My passport country is the U.S. My family and I moved to Baku in January, so we're still fairly new to Baku. When we found out last fall that we were moving here, it was a big change. It's our first time being expats.
Let me just try one more microphone there.
Okay, there we go. So it was our first time being expats, and we were involved with the church back home in Texas, and I was involved with the women's Bible study. And so I was really stressed about moving and leaving those ladies behind. And so it was a big prayer that when we moved to Baku that we would find a church home and a Bible study. And I can truly say that our Thursday women's Bible study has been an answer to that prayer for me. So if you're looking for a community of women to help you grow in your faith journey, I hope you'll join us. We meet on Thursdays at 9:30, from 9:30 to 12. It's an opportunity to fellowship, discuss, and pray. We're a mix of ages and nationalities, so you always get an interesting and different perspective. And we discuss the Bible and what it reveals to us about God, ourselves, and how it can apply to our lives. We also pray for one another, and this fall, we're going to be studying the book of Exodus. So I just wanted to end and say that if you're a woman and you're looking for a time for renewal and to worship God, this is a great opportunity for me as a first-time expat and a mom of a 2.5-year-old. That, 3 hours is just recharging to me, and it's a time that I can take with God and with other women who've really helped me and help me feel like I have a community and a home in Baku. So if you have any questions, feel free to find me after church, and I'm happy to exchange numbers with you, and I hope to see you on Thursday.
Thank you so much, Katria. That's great. Good job. I forgot to mention your name, your passport country, and how long you've been in Baku. We're going to talk to Mark about men's ministry.
Good morning. My name is Mark Mwasia. Passport country is Kenya. My wife and I have been in Baku for 7 years. We thank God for that. So I'm here to talk about the men's fellowship. We have been meeting every Saturday from 10 to 11, from 9 to 10:30 at the Baku Roasting Company. So In the fellowship, we meet together, we share our experiences, and we share our needs, and we pray for one another, we encourage one another, and so it is a wonderful time. Actually, I can say that I have been blessed during these fellowships, because it's a time, we meet men, just men alone, and we can share our experiences without any reservation. So I would want to welcome every man who is here so to join us every Saturday so that we can pray for one another and we can encourage one another and we can build each other in the faith. So God bless you.
Thank you, Mark. All right, we're going to ask Mary to share about the youth ministry now.
Hi, my name is Mary. My quest for country is Azerbaijan. I'm from here, and I'm one of the youth group leaders here at VIF, and I'm so excited to invite all the middle and high school students to join us for our youth group this year. Our youth group is open to everyone from grade 5 all the way through grade 12. If you're looking for a great way to connect with friends, dive into some fun activities, learn more about God, this is the place to be. What's a youth group night like? Imagine this. Fun games, prayer time, making new friends, learning more about Jesus, and wait for it, pizza. Yes, we have pizza that VIF usually provides for all of us, and it is such a blessing to come together, to make new friends, to learn more about our identities in Christ, and I promise it's going to be a blast. We'll be meeting at Caspian Academy, and our nights will run from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Our first youth group night is coming up on September 27th, and from then on, we'll be gathering every other Friday night. Bring your friends, your Bible, your water bottles, and we can't wait to see you there. If you have any questions or need more info, you can find me here after the service or just check in with Joy and Scott. They're not here this morning. They're out of town, but you can email them and reach out to them. They'll be happy to help. So let's make this year fruitful and see you in 27. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you, Mary. All right, so now TNT is going to be explained by Daniel. What is TNT?
Hello, I'm Daniel. I'm from Hungary. I've been living in Baku since January. And in fact, before arriving to Baku, I was thinking about how will I be able to find Christian friends and community in Azerbaijan. But when I arrived to Baku, I came to VIF on the first Sunday, and right after the service, Dinita, the wife of Pastor Tim, came to me and asked me whether I'd like to join the youth group of 20s and 30s. So it was really great that I could find group of Christians at my age, and I think there are many of us in Baku, like from 20 to 30, who are looking for new friends and Christian community. So if you are at the age between 20 and 39, I encourage you to come and join us. We usually meet once per month at Pastor Tim's home, and we usually talk, have delicious food, we play games to get to know each other better, to make new friends, and to connect and to encourage one another. And we are a very diverse group from many nations, different backgrounds and different reasons for being in Baku. But I have to tell you that everyone is very open and welcoming, so it's really easy to connect. And for example, if you have a program suggestion, you can just drop a message into our TNT WhatsApp group, and I'm sure that there will be some people who are ready to join you. So, and now we are planning to start a Bible study, to think about scripture together, to pray together, and to develop in faith. And so if you are new to Baku, or you have been living in Baku for a while but you haven't heard about TNT, the group of 20s and 30s, I encourage you to come and join us. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. Excellent. And then last but definitely not least, we want to hear about our home groups from Hugh and Jane.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Yeah, happy to talk about home group fellowship. My name is Hugh Kelly. I hold a couple of passports, one from Ireland and one from Britain. Okay. And up until recently, permanent resident of Canada, so we've been around a little bit. Jane and I, we've been part of small groups for over 30 years. It's very much where church happens for us, both in North America, UK, and in Azerbaijan. We've led, we've hosted, we've attended, and we've grown. We've seen house groups grow.
small group in our behalf for the last year, and we are continuing to host a small group in our home. Well, I'm Jane, sorry, and I have only one passport from the UK. So we host our small group in our home in Port Bacoo Residence. Last year there was about 20 people, which sounds amazing. I don't know that we ever actually had 20 all at once, from 10 different nationalities. So really wonderful experience for us to have just everyone there. I enjoy hosting, I enjoy welcoming our home. We enjoy welcoming people into our home. We tend to keep it simple because we want to focus on fellowship and getting to know each other, as well as learning about Jesus and God. So Hugh normally leads the study every week, and I just keep up to time.
Yes. The timing is very important, and Etienne does a brilliant job at that. So, as we've mentioned, we find small groups is where community happens within a fellowship. We'll meet you in the foyer, and we'll say hello, certainly Etienne will. But it would take me years to get to know people in that sense, as opposed to weeks in a small group setting. So we find it very valuable. We also find this where our needs and the needs of the group are met when shared, practically or emotionally, physically, or just listening. A very, very important part of small groups is that we can meet each other's needs. It's where discipleship happens. It's where we can talk about what did Pastor Tim say on Sunday? What did he mean by that? And there's some incredible wisdom in the room and in the group. Kind of the biblical small groups were all through the New Testament, as you see people meeting in small groups. And finally, for us, small groups are an integral part of the Sunday experience for the first time ever for us. So it used to be always a midweek experience or a weekend experience here in Azerbaijan. It's every second Sunday. If you don't join a small group, you won't see people maybe for weeks or months on end. So we really encourage you not to think of it as an optional ministry, but an integral part of being part of the fellowship, BIF. I'll skip right to the end because I got a note from Pastor Tim this morning. As you know, if you've been to BIF for a while, you know that BIF likes a QR code. So I've got a note here. Everyone needs to sign up to be in home group fellowship. Even if they were part of a house group fellowship last year, they must sign up again this year. This is the only way we can know precisely who wants to be part of a house group fellowship each year and who is unable to attend for the upcoming year. So please use the QR code and sign up. We strongly encourage it. Thank you.
I'm gonna try this one again. Is it on? I think so. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, so there was a lot of details, dates, places, and I'm not a detail guy, so I'm not able to even remember any of that. So this QR code here is for the Google form for you to show interest in those five different ministries. So take a moment, scan that, and get yourself connected to one of those groups. Put your name, your email, and possibly a WhatsApp number in there also. And then the QR code on this form is the same. Is there a QR code, Nergis, for the bulletin? Is there an electronic bulletin this morning too? Often we have the electronic bulletin, and then there's details. I believe you can see on this paper, if you don't have one of these, there's information specifically relating to each one of these ministries about where and when.